With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Premier the Honorable Alda McLaughlin says measures are soon to be implemented to ensure people in need of government's financial assistance are not double-dipping.
We anticipated that that could possibly be an issue, so we actually wrote in to the change to the law, the amendment to the law, or I'm not sure whether the law or the regs, that the Department of Labor and Pensions requires a list of all the persons who have received grants to be provided to them, not grants, withdrawals that have had the benefit of withdrawal, provided to them on a monthly basis, and that can be used then by not just that department, but more broadly to ensure that we are not assisting people who have the means to look after themselves.
The Premier made the announcement in Legislative Assembly last week. Civil servants who wish to support the CIG CARES Community Support Program are now able to do so by filling out a simple online form. The program provides civil servants with an opportunity to donate a portion of their salary each month to help the most vulnerable families and seniors in the community who are clients of government's needs assessment unit.
Absolutely voluntary. Voluntary on how much you give, voluntary on how long you want the duration of the payment to continue. And our plan is to have it initially for the NEU, but maybe if this is something that really takes off and does very well, we could expand it to other charities as well. But our hearts and minds right now are with those at the NEU. Our staff there has been doing a really wonderful job meeting the demands, and we want to be there with them and help them do their jobs a bit better by having some additional funds to give out.
Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson said civil servants were able to start the process as of July 1st.
So we want to spend about a week or two doing some promotions around it to make sure that all civil servants are aware. As you know, some people are working remotely and some persons don't have access to fill out forms and all those things. So we want to give it about a week or two to get around the civil service.
For more information, head to exploregov.ky/community-COVID-19. Or if you're a civil servant, you can check out the Hub intranet. And the president, director, and staff of the Center for Theological Leadership Training Cayman Islands has announced their third graduation service, which is taking place this weekend. It's happening on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Church of God Prophecy Victory Tabernacle on Eastern Avenue. The event will be led by the bishop, and the keynote address will be done by Reverend Randy Von Cannell, pastor of the Cayman Islands Baptist Church in Savannah. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Rosemary Main. Beijing says it will impose tit-for-tat measures on the United States after Washington announced sanctions on China over its policies in the Xinjiang region. One of those targeted by Washington is Chun Chuanguo, thought to be the architect of China's detention of hundreds of thousands of Uyghur Muslims in re-education camps in Xinjiang. The video sharing app TikTok says it stopped its operations in Hong Kong. Users say the app is no longer available. Earlier this week, the company said it would carry out the move after China granted itself sweeping powers in the territory. Under new legislation, social media platforms can be fined and their staff imprisoned if they refuse to take down material deemed illegal. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has warned that the chances of a nuclear confrontation have recently increased seriously. He said Russia was ready to negotiate a new arms control treaty with the United States, but he was not optimistic that the current START treaty would be extended. Legislators in the Philippines have voted to keep the country's top broadcaster off-air in a row widely seen as an attack on media freedom. ABS-CBN was first ordered to stop broadcasting in May following accusations of bias against the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Venice is testing its multi-billion dollar system of floodgates in full for the first time today. The project consists of 78 mobile barriers surrounding the Italian city's lagoon, which can be raised to block high waters coming in from the Adriatic Sea. Conservationists are planning to introduce wild bison to British woodland for the first time in thousands of years in a project to restore an ancient habitat. Local wildlife trusts are preparing to settle a small herd of endangered European bison, the continent's biggest land mammal, in a nature reserve in southeast England within 2 years. They say the beasts will help to manage their habitat naturally. BBC News.